Earlier this month, the Dallas City Council had a briefing on a futuristic mode of transportation and development. The Hyperloop promises to shuttle people in capsules from Dallas to Austin in 19 minutes. One of the companies developing the Hyperloop issued a call for possible routes, and Texas was one of 10 winners. Stephen Duong is a Dallas-based urban designer who helped write the Texas plan. He talked to KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
So how does this work?
The best way I can describe it is a combination of a couple different things. One, the pneumatic tubes at the banks.
Yeah, you put your check into it
exactly.
And it shoots right into the teller.
Upscale that to the size of a regular train system. Now bring in the best parts of other good transportation modes like high-speed rail. As far as the actual experience on the rider, imagine honestly just flying in a plane. Take the fuselage of an airplane. Cut off the wings, bring it down to the surface of the Earth. Now bring down the low-pressure environment of the atmosphere down to the Earth by putting it in a tube. That's what you're really doing with Hyperloop. So you're retrofitting the best parts of a bunch of other different modes of transportation and putting it into something new.
How big would the tubes be that these capsules go in?
So they're still working on a lot of preliminary designs, but the most common one you'll see is a pod that's just big enough to hold an international shipping container.
Okay.
And the idea of that is that that kind of size is very adaptable for whether it's carrying passengers or if you wanted to put a shipping container into it to move freight and goods in the same system.
And that's one of the kind of key parts of this Texas system that you all have dreamed of.
Correct. Yeah, we think that part of the reason why Texas was selected as a winner is because of the emphasis on both passenger and freight. We're hoping to be able to connect the Port Authority Houston, which is one of the busiest seaports on the eastern coast of the U.S., with the inland port of Laredo, which is one of the busiest inland ports in North America, to bring goods from Mexico and Latin America into the States, along with the various airports in the major cities.
And so that's kind of a key difference also between this and the bullet train that's planned to go from Houston to Dallas and back. They're moving people. You, in part, are moving freight.
That's correct. We can connect the rest of the Texas Triangle, which is Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, and Laredo, in our purposes, that high-speed rail isn't connecting.
Now, I've seen the map. Why no connection between Dallas and Houston?
It actually doesn't make a lot of sense in our eyes to actually connect Dallas to Houston because of how much capital you would have to expend to actually connect those two cities when you could just flesh out the rest of the state.
Now, that bullet train from Dallas to Houston has run into some resistance from rural counties between the big cities. Wouldn't you face the same thing with this Hyperloop plan?
We would, probably. The issues that high-speed rail and the bullet train face are essentially table stakes for any major infrastructure project in the U.S. at this point. So as a country, we have to kind of understand that running into these problems are part of the process of developing major infrastructure, no matter how innovative or how well understood a specific technology is.
Why Texas? What is it about Texas that makes it so appealing?
One is that we actually lead the country in what we call supercommuters. And supercommuters are individuals who travel between long distances across cities very frequently for either leisure or work. The second is that the actual physical distance between the cities makes a lot of sense. For airlines and airplanes, it's not particularly efficient for them to burn all that fuel, energy, and time to get into the air. You spend hardly any time actually in the air cruising at the optimal height. The third is actually just a combination of a couple things. One, we're really flat.
Mm-hmm.
Actually constructing a technology like this would be easier than it would be mountains and rivers and lakes. And we have strong economic growth and population growth in Texas, which gives a potential future market for Hyperloop to actually tap into.
You have to have people that hear this and just say, that's crazy.
All the time.
So what do you say to them?
We're not used to moving through something like the Hyperloop yet, but we are comfortable with flying. And honestly, the experience isn't that much different from flying or hopping in a train. It's just a combination of a couple of those elements together. You know, people think it's crazy, but we also said the same thing when people began flying, moving in trains. And I think people will pick up on Hyperloop fairly quickly once they see it working.
Have you thought about that moment when, like, you personally get to hop in a capsule and go?
I like to envision myself driving my Tesla into the pod when someday I can actually have one and zipping to my next meeting in Austin or Houston or San Antonio very quickly. I think it'll be sooner than we think. I think there are a lot of steps that have to happen, but when it does happen, it's going to, you know, solve a lot of headaches that everyone has currently.
Stephen Duong, urban planner and Hyperloop dreamer. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.